们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
慈悲的天父，我们谢谢你。
Merciful Father, we thank you.
我们为这一个美好的天气谢谢你。
We thank you for this beautiful day.
我们为你给我们的话语谢谢你。
We thank you for the word you gave to us.
我们请求圣灵在我们当中运行。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will be with us.
掌管我们的嘴巴。
Manage our tongues.
掌管我们的耳朵。
Manage our ears.
掌管我们的心。
Manage our heart.
圣灵亲自传说主的话语。
Holy Spirit Himself speak God's words.
也让我们借助圣灵的能力能够了解主的话语。
So we can understand the word of the Lord through the power of Holy Spirit.
让我们在生活中，在这个教会里面，也把主你今天的信息显出来。
So we can demonstrate your message through our lives and through the life in the church.
祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
春天到了。
Spring is here.
春天带给我们基督徒的是一个很宝贵的一段时间。
Spring gave all our Christians a precious time.
是什么
？What is that？
复活节
，Easter。
还有三个礼拜
，We still have 3 weeks。
可是我们现在是在基督教春天最神圣的期间之间。
Right now we are in the most holy time during the spring for our Christians.
在这个复活节的前40天
，the 40 days before Easter，
就是我们现在
，it's we're in right now。
在英文称为 Lent，L-E-N-T， 中文的翻译是中国基督公会翻译成四旬斋。四旬表示。四十，五旬节表示五十。斋为什么叫斋？这个跟有一个特别的关系在这里。
We call this period time Lent, and in Chinese there's a special name called Zhan. And
四旬斋是从。所谓的圣灰星期三 Ash Wednesday 开始
Lent start from Ash Wednesday
到复活节前的礼拜六结束
Until the Saturday before the resurrection
那么在这一段期间
During this period
基督徒有禁食
，Christian will fast，
有放弃一些他们喜欢吃的东西，比方说有人说我今年的 Lent 放弃 chocolate，
some will give up some of their favorite food like chocolate，
有的人说咖啡，
some said give up coffee，
有的人说不看电视。
Some said, I do not watch TV.
这是最近的。
This is the most recent.
以前没有电视。
Before we do not have TV.
目的是干什么？
And what is the purpose for that?
这很重要。
This is very important.
目的是让我们借助这一段时间里面。
The purpose is for us to, during this period of time,
我们来思考。
Let us think.
我们来纪念。
Let's remember.
主耶稣基督
，Our Lord Jesus Christ，
的受难
，and his death，
被埋
and burial
跟复活
and resurrection。
那么最近呢 今年的这个 Lent 在 Twin City 有很多教会联合起来有一个六个礼拜的特别的灵修。
This year, the Christian church in Twin Cities have a special six-week devotions for this year's Lent.
这个 Lent 是有六个礼拜的时间。
Because Lent has 6 weeks.
当然，你假如说为什么六个礼拜只有四十天的话
You may ask why 6 weeks only have 40 days.
我就跟你讲，这六个礼拜今年假如说是从 Ash Wednesday 到这边是应该有46天。
If you count from calendar from Ash Wednesday to this year's, so you should have about 46 days.
其实每一年都是有46天。
Actually, every year we have 46 days.
其中六个星期日不算在里面。
Among them, 6 Sundays are not counted.
所以40天。
So we counted 40 days.
那么今年呢，在 Twin City 的教会，他们开始的一个六个礼拜的灵修。
So in this year, the church in Minneapolis, we have 6 weeks devotion.
每一个礼拜有一个功课。
Every week, we have some homework.
那么他们的主要的学习的主题呢，
What's the main topic for their study?
是思考基督复活在生活上如何可以增加我们对基督的信靠。
The main topic is how do we increase our faith and dependence on Lord Jesus Christ through his resurrection.
所以我今天就跟大家分享基督复活的身体与我们属灵生命的关系。
So today I will share with everyone the Christ's resurrected body, how that relates to our spiritual life.
什么是基督的身体？
What is the Christ's body?
我们这里讲出来有两种看法。
Here we have two opinions.
第一个是记载在路加二十二十九。
The first one is recorded in Luke chapter 22, verse 19.
我们都很熟。
We all very familiar with it.
我们每个月都会读一次。
Every month we'll read once.
这里说就是主耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，说这是我的身体为你们舍的。
Yeah, here the Lord Jesus Christ took the bread.And gave thanks and break it, and he said, "This is my body."
So, 这个谈到是耶稣的身体。
This refers to the body of Jesus Christ.
按照罗马天主教的教义，这个对他们是很神圣的。
According to Catholic, this is very holy to them.
他们认为这个是基督的神秘的身体。
According to them, this is Jesus the mythic.Body.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为他们有一个错误的想法。
Because they have a wrong thinking.
他们认为这个饼、这个杯一到我们嘴里面，就完完全全变成了基督的身体跟基督的血。
They think the bread and the cup, once they enter into our body, it actually becomes a literal.Body and the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以从天主教的拉丁文翻译过来，这叫做 transubstantiation， 中文的翻译叫变体论。
So,
为什么人说天主教是异端？因为有六点，这个是其中重要的一点。
Yeah, sometimes people say Catholic is heresy. They have six main reasons. This is one of them.
当然今天我们不讨论这第一个定义，我们讨论这第二个定义。
Today we are not going to discuss the first definition. We talk about the second one.
我们知道在保罗的书信中，基督的身体常常是有关教会的隐喻。
We all know from letters from Paul, the body of Christ all implies the church.
换句话说，在保罗所讲的中间，基督的身体就是教会。
In another word, in whatever Paul's teaching, Christ's body is church.
使徒行传一章一节一开始说，提阿非罗啊，我已经做了前书，论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的。
In Acts chapter 1, first verse, in this first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach.
我们知道路加福音跟使徒行传都是路加写的，同一个作者。
We know the Gospel of Luke and Acts are all by the same author, Luke.
那么提阿非罗是他写路加福音的时候就提到这个人，在写使徒行传也有这个人，那么好像是他写的对象之一。
Theophilus was mentioned in the Gospel of Luke as well as in Acts. It looks like one of the person he write the letter to.
那么这里保罗是说。不是保罗，路加是说，路加福音是他所写的前书，表示是路加福音，他前面写的一本书。
Yep. Here, what it means is that Luke wrote the Gospel of Luke. That's the first book.
也就是说，他写的这个路加福音跟其他的三本福音书合起来，是记载耶稣基督事工。教导的开始。
So what that means is the Gospel of Luke, along with the other three Gospels, is the record of Jesus' ministry, the beginning of on the earth.
福音书写完了。
After Gospel books,
基督的事工并没有截止。
The ministry of Christ has not been finished.
换句话说，路加是说《使徒行传》是开始记载耶稣基督复活以后建立教会的事工。
In other words, Acts is Luke's account for all the ministry after Jesus' resurrection and through the church.
他不但在那个时候开始建立教会。
Not only does he begin to establish church during that period.
基督的工作没有停止过。
The work of God, or Jesus Christ, has never stopped.
他升天以后仍然在建立教会。
After his resurrection, he's still establishing churches.
所以耶稣在马太福音他说什么？他说：“我要把我的教会建立在这磐石上。”
So that's what Jesus told Matthew in the book of Matthew, chapter 16.On this rock, I will build my church.
谁要建立教会？
Who will establish a church?
基督要建立教会。
Jesus will do.
那你说，我们这些教会里的人，跟使徒们是什么功用呢？
Then what is the need for all of us in the church and also all for the apostles?
基督有教会，有使徒，有门徒，我包括我们都在内。我们的目的是借助我们来建立他的教会。
Jesus Christ has trainings and has apostles, has disciples, and all of us. The purpose is to establish his church.
所以，这个就是为什么我们跟教会存在的目的。
That is the reason why we and the church exist.
基督要我们没有任何其他的目的，就是建立教会。
Jesus doesn't want any other purpose, just want us to establish the church.
其实建立教会也就是建立我们自己。
Actually, establish church is also establish every one of us.
我们就是教会。
We are the church.
我们谈的教会不是指这个教堂。
When we talk about church, it's not talk about this sanctuary.
是指所有弟兄姐妹们聚合在一起。
It means that the gathering of all brothers and sisters.
所以等一下我们说教会跟门徒可以互相 interchange.
In a little bit, we will see the church and the disciples all can be interchanged.
所以教会也就是神所呼召的人。
Church is a group of people like Lord called out.
我们今天从三方面来看。
We will study in three areas.
一方面我们看教会的准备。
We see the preparation of the church.
教会的目的。
The purpose of church.
教会的生活
and the lives of a church.
教会的准备
and the preparation for the church.
耶稣基督复活以后
After
在世上有四十天
There are 40 days he on the world.
那么就这就是第二节所说的他从复活以后在被接上升的日子为止期间有四十天
And that's what talked in Acts chapter 1-2 is after he was resurrected, the 40 days that he's still on the world.
他在这四十天做什么?
And what did he do during the 40 days?
他在这四十天之久向他们显现讲说神国的事。
During the 40 days, he appeared to them and speaking about the kingdom of God.
他怎么样向什么人讲说神国的事?
So, how did he do it and who does he talk to about the kingdom of God?
他借着圣灵来吩咐所拣选的使徒。
He, through the Holy Spirit, he talked to the people, the disciples that he selected.
所以我们来思想一下。
So let us think about it.
这是一个复活的基督。
This is a resurrected Jesus.
这是一个升天的基督。
This is ascend unto heavens, Jesus.
这是一个神把天上地下所有的权柄都给了他的基督。
This is a Christ who has had all the power from heaven and earth.
他为什么还要借着圣灵来工作
and why he still need the Holy Spirit to do his work.
换句话说
in another word,
他在这里告诉我们圣灵的重要性
He's going to teaching us the importance of the Holy Spirit.
他教导我们要做任何的事情都要依靠圣灵的工作
He teach us in all ministries or things we need rely on the Holy Spirit.
做任何的事情都要听圣灵的教导。
Anything, we need to listen to the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要不能够忽视圣灵。
So we cannot ignore the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣基督借着圣灵住在我们每一个人的心里。
The Lord Jesus Christ live inside of us by the Holy Spirit.
那么接下来我们看第四节到第五节。
Then we can look at the verse 4 and 5.
在这里主耶稣吩咐他们不要离开耶路撒冷要他们等候圣灵。
Here the Lord Christ order them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，没有圣灵，我们什么都不能做。
That means, apart from Holy Spirit, we can do nothing.
他要使徒们等圣灵，为什么等什么？
He asked the disciples to wait for the Holy Spirit, and why he asked and what he's waiting.
第五节告诉我们。
In verse 5, it teaches us.
他要我们等圣灵，要使徒们等圣灵的洗。
He asked the disciples to wait for the baptism by Holy Spirit.
等圣灵的洗是什么意思?
What does it mean, be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
我们都受过圣灵的洗。
We are all be baptized by the Holy Spirit.
我们受过圣灵的洗以后，我们知不知道这圣灵的洗带给我们什么？
Do we know what does this brings after we be baptized by the Holy Spirit?
我们每个人可能有稍微不太一样的看法和感受。
Everybody may have different experiences and thoughts about this.
可是我们要看神的话语是怎么讲的。
But we need to look at what God's word teaches us.
我们看一下路加福音24章49节。
We look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24.
路加24章49节是路加写的。使徒行传一章四节也是路加写的。
Both Gospel Luke and Acts are written by Luke.
记载同样的事。
Record the same events.
我们刚刚说路加在使徒行传说耶稣讲你们不要离开耶路撒冷。
We just talked about Luke record that Jesus told the disciples do not leave Jerusalem.
路加福音这里说你们要在城里等候。
In the Gospel Luke, here it says you have to stay in the city.
同样的时间，同样的命令。
At the same time and the same command.
在使徒行传说是等候圣灵的洗。
In the Acts, we're waiting for the to be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
路加福音说直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
In the Luke, it says, "You until you are clothed with power from high."
John Piper 把这两节经节放在一起。
John Piper put the two verses together.
他说，等候圣灵的洗，就是等候圣灵的装备，就是从圣灵得能力。
Waiting to be baptized with the Holy Spirit is to waiting to be equipped by Holy Spirit and gain power from Him.
弟兄姐妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们有没有得到圣灵的能力？
Do we have the power from the Holy Spirit?
圣灵有没有装备我们？
Has the Holy Spirit equipped us?
当然有。
Of course.
假如没有的话，
If we do not,
神的话语我们一句都不懂。
The word we cannot understand a single one of God's word.
我记得很清楚。
I remember clearly. Before I was a believer.
我说我要看看圣经是怎么回事。
And I want to read to understand what is the Bible.
看不下去的。
We cannot follow through.
看了也不懂。字是认得。
We know the words, but I don't know the meaning.
不了解。
Don't know the.
圣灵的能力让我们能够了解。
The power from the Holy Spirit let us understand.
当使徒们听到说他们要受圣灵的洗，
When the disciples heard that they will be baptized by the Holy Spirit,
他们想到了一个问题。
They have one question.
他们的问题是说，主啊，你复兴以色列的国就在这个时候吗？
Their question is, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?
这个问题在以前也问过。
They have asked the same question before.
为什么在这里又问呢？
Why they asked again?
因为使徒们都是熟悉旧约圣经的。
Because disciples are very familiar with the Old Testament.
在旧约圣经里面，他们知道神有个应许。
In the Old Testament, I know that God has a promise.
神要将他的灵浇灌以色列家。
Lord will have the Holy Spirit to come down to the house of Israel.
表示神要使以色列复国。
It means God will let the kingdom restore the kingdom of Israel.
所以他们问。
So they ask.
是不是现在叫以色列复国了？
So if it's now that Israel has the kingdom now.
这都是当时犹太人、以色列人最需要的。
This is what the Israelites need the most at the time.
心里面最向往的。
They all desire for it.
可是耶稣没有直接回答他们。
But Jesus did not directly answer them.
可是耶稣也没有改正他们。
Jesus did not correct them either.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为基督知道他们问的很合理。
Jesus knows that this is a reasonable question.
所以耶稣利用这个机会来澄清。
Take this opportunity to clarify.
澄清使徒们跟我们大家受了圣灵的装备的目的是什么？
Clarify the purpose after the disciples and all of us be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
的目的是使你们得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
The purpose is you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria to the end of the earth.
这就是我们的大使命。
This is our ultimate missionary.
这也是基督要我们做他门徒的目的。
This is why Jesus wants us to be his disciples.
当时的使徒们，他们所期望的能力是什么？
What are the power that the disciples at that time wanted?
他们要使以色列复国。
They want to reestablish the kingdom of Israel.
要打败罗马人。
They will defeat the Romans.
他们所期待的是军事的能力。
What they want is a military power.
他们所期待的是政治的能力。
They want looking for the political power.
你期待的是什么能力？
What kind of power do you want?
你期待耶稣给你什么能力？
What do you expect the power Jesus Christ will give you?
升官、发财、多子、多福、运气好。
You gain in the corporate ladder, you gain more wealth,You have more offsprings, and you have more blessings.
不要得癌症。
I don't have cancer.
我现在得癌症的朋友多得不得了。
And we have a lot of people who have cancer right now.
你知道为什么？
Do you know why?
以前的人活不这么久，早就死了。
Old time people don't live that long.
现在我们这些人还活着，所以癌症就都出来了。
Now we all have a very long life, and the cancers is showing up.
这不是我们属灵的能要得到的能力。
This is not kind of power we want to get.
耶稣没有给我们任何的应许。
Jesus did not give any.
唯一的应许，我们将来跟他在一起。
The only promise is that we will be with him together forever in the future.
你们在世上必定有苦难。
In the world, you will have difficulties.
但他的应许是，我已经战胜了这个世界。
His promise is, I have conquer the world.
所以耶稣给我们的能力也是要我们到地极去为他传福音。
The power Lord gave us is for us to be witness around the whole world.
这个是属灵的能力。
This is the power from the Spirit.
所以我们受了圣灵的装备。
So we are equipped by the Holy Spirit.
能够有能力为耶稣做见证。
We'll have the ability to be witness for Jesus Christ.
这就是教会跟我们这些门徒生命的目的。
This is the life purpose for the church and for the disciples.
我们知道，我们如果能够为主做任何的事，
We know if we can do anything for the Lord.
我们一定要让圣灵充满。
We have to be filled with Holy Spirit.
受圣灵的洗。
And be baptized by the Holy Spirit.
就算我们可能有人所计划最好的传福音的计划。
Even if we may have the best gospel sharing plan.
也许我们认为我们有最好的口才。
Maybe we think we have the best speech ability.
其实如果我们有最好的计划，如果我们有最好的口才，也是神给我们的。
Even we have the best plan, we have the best speeches, those all come from God.
若是没有圣灵的充满， 一切都是枉然。
If we do not have the Holy Spirit filling us, everything is in vain.
我今年开始一月份开始一个新的灵修的书。
Since January, I started a new devotion book.
这本书是 Martin Lloyd Jones 写的。
This is written by Martin Lloyd Jones.
你们没有听过 Martin Lloyd Jones 这个人。
You might not have heard of a Martin Lloyd Jones, this person.
他是英国 Wales 的一个医生出身。
He was a doctor in England, in Wales, England.
在十九世纪中末的时候，为神所重用的传道人。
He was a preacher used by Lord in the 19th century.
他这个一月份、二月份的灵修。二月份开始就讲圣灵。
The devotions in January and February. In February, we start talk about Holy Spirit.
他说圣灵怎么样装备我们。
He said how the Holy Spirit equipped us.
圣灵装备我们，不是装备我们做任何的事。
The Holy Spirit equipped us is not for us prepare us to do any things.
他的意思是说，不是 doing， 乃是 being。
He said the Holy Spirit is not doing but being。
Being 是什么意思
？What does being mean？
我就把它翻成成为。
I translate into being。
成为什么样的人
？Being what kind of person？
我记得以前我小时候，那时候基督教在台湾很受欢迎，很多人都开始信教。
I remember when I was still a children in Taiwan. At that time, a Christian is very popular, and many people become Christians.
我就常常听他们说，某某人、某某人做基督徒了。
I always heard somebody become a Christian.
我们不做基督徒。
We do not become Christian.
我们成为一个基督徒。
We are be a Christian.
不是我们做什么事。
Not because we do anything.
是我们成为一个什么样的人
？It is dependent on what kind of being.
圣灵如何使我们成为
？How the Holy Spirit empower us to become a being?
答案是什么
？What is the answer?
圣灵的果子
，the fruit of the Spirit.
我们每个人都要结圣灵的果子。
Every one of us needs to bear fruit of the Spirit.
有圣灵果子的人是最能够传福音的人。
And people who has the spirit of the have spiritual fruit have the best ability to preach.
人家看你是什么样的人。
People will see what kind of being.
看你的态度。
See your attitude.
看你对人如何。
See how you deal with different people.
装都装不出来的。
You cannot be pretended.
所以我们要记得圣灵帮助我们，我们只要让圣灵不要拒绝带我们接圣灵的果子。
So we need to remember it's only by Holy Spirit can empower us. We do not want to reject him.
所以你跟人家传福音的时候，
So when you share the gospel with others,
耶稣说你不要怕嘴巴里面怎么说话，我会把话赐给你们。
Jesus said, "You do not worry about what to say. I will put the word in your mouth."
那么接下来呢，第九节到第十一节是一个转变点啊。
Next in verse 9 to 11, that's a transition.
Yeah, 你看他这里。其实就是说，耶稣说的这些话，就是说了前面第七节跟第八节的话，他就升天了，被取上升。
After here, what it shows that after Jesus said these things and he was lifted up.
那么接下来，耶稣升天以后，我们看门徒做什么事。
So after Jesus was ascended to heaven,
我们从第十二节我们可以看到
，Yeah, what the disciples do, you know, starting from 12, verse 12.
这里说， 有一座山名叫橄榄山，离耶路撒冷不远。
Here there's they returned to Jerusalem from the mountain called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem.
那么橄榄山都是我们很熟悉的，圣经上记载很多的地方。
And Mount Olivet is a very familiar location. We all know many things happened on the mountain.
显然，耶稣是在橄榄山升天。
And obviously, Jesus Christ was lifted to heaven on the mountain of Olivet.
那么，离开橄榄山，门徒们就回到耶路撒冷。
After they depart from the Mount Olivet, they go back to Jerusalem.
所以，从第十二节开始，这些早期的跟随基督的人给我们设立了一个属基督人生活的样式。
So those who early followers of Jesus Christ gave us a model for how they go after receive the Holy Spirit.
这个时候教会还没有成立。
At this time, the church has not been established.
教会的成立是在五旬节以后。
Church was established after the Pentecost.
以后我们假如看《使徒行传》，会看到，在五旬节的时候，圣灵降临，大家都会说方言，然后彼得讲了一篇最有力的道，带领三千人信主。
At the Pentecost, we'll read later that the Holy Spirit comes down and people can speak tongues, and Peter will speak a very important speech, and bring many people to be the Christ followers.
我昨天晚上突然间醒了，咳嗽。
Last night when I woke up,
刚刚我来的时候坐在这里还一直在咳嗽。
I was just coughing a lot when I was sitting there.
结果一上来就忘了。
And I forgot it when I come up here.
感谢主。
Thanks, Lord.
那么顺服是生活的一个重要的。
Obedience is a very important life discipline.
神的计划是最好的。
God's plan is the best.
我就在思想。
I'm thinking.
为什么不叫他们离开耶路撒冷？
Why he doesn't want them to leave Jerusalem?
假如耶稣没有嘱咐他们，
If Jesus did not tell them,
你想这些门徒们会怎么样？
What do you think these disciples will do?
大家可能就回加利利去了。
Maybe they all go back to their own home.
大家都分散了。
They all departed.
耶稣被捕的时候不就这样发生的吗？
When Jesus was arrested, this is what happened. They all ran away and departed.
所以基督的计划最好。
So the plan from Jesus is the best.
他们就留在那里。
They stay in Jerusalem.
这个时候大概有120个人。
At that time, there are about 120
people. 你假如看15节后面记载，就是有120个人。
You can see the recorded in verse 15 and later.
他们都顺服。
They are all very obedient.
顺服神的必蒙福。
Whoever is obedient to the Lord will be blessed.
所以我们都要记得的。
So we all need to remember.
那么他们在一起，你看看有些什么人。
When they are together, let's see who are they.
有耶稣的母亲。
The mother of Jesus.
有耶稣的弟兄。
And Jesus' brothers.
有当时跟随耶稣的几位妇人
，and a few the women that followed Jesus Christ。
那么后面他还，我们你假如看我们这个经节的记载，啊，还有耶稣的弟兄。
And also, if you look, you can also see that including his brothers。
这他有两个弟兄，一个叫雅各，
he has two...
一个叫犹大。
He has two brothers. One name is James. One is Judas.
那个犹大的名字在圣经上叫做 Jude.
Jude.
这两个人在耶稣在世的时候都不信了。
Both of them were not believers when Jesus was alive.
说不定他们还以耶稣为辱。
Maybe they also are big, ashamed of what Jesus has done.
Because 他一天到晚说些话都是说大话。
They might think Jesus are saying blaspheming words.
那么他们都改了。
They all changed.
所以为什么我又在想，为什么这些人这么顺服？
Why those people are so obedient?
我想耶稣基督的复活。
I think the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
复活以后跟他们在一起四十天。
And stay with them for 40 days after his resurrection.
然后他们都看着他升天。
And they all see him ascending to heaven.
还有什么比这个更能够增加他们信心的事情？
And what else can increase on their faith and the trust?
所以这些人在这个情形之下，耶稣使他们有坚定的信心。
So under those circumstances, Jesus Christ increased, strengthened their faith.
我们在教会里一定要借着不同的圣灵的带领，读经、祷告、分享等等，增加我们的信心。
We also need to increase, strengthen our faith, by leading of the Holy Spirit through reading the.
我们也一样要他们，要我们要坚信不疑。
We also want them. We also need to be have a very strong faith.
然后他们还做一件什么事情
？Then they do another thing.
他们同心合意的恒切祷告。
They were devoting themselves to prayers with one accord.
唯有借着祷告，我们可以与神建立关系。
Only through the prayers can we establish relationship with God.
唯有借着祷告，我们才能够有属灵的生命。
Only through prayers we can have a life with the Holy Spirit.Dwelling in us.
所以有人说，所有的神的子民都是祷告的子民。
So someone said all the peoples of God are people of prayers.
现在牧师带领我们弟兄会礼拜六的学习就是最近都在讲到祷告的事情。
And we talked about prayers in the brother fellowship led by the pastor.
在这里他没有记载他们祷告的内容是什么。
Here it did not record what the content of their prayers.
可是我们可以想象他们在祷告求什么。
But we can imagine what they are asking in their prayers.
基督不在了。
Jesus is not with them.
基督走了。
He left.
他们也等于群羊没有牧者。
They like a group of sheep without a shepherd.
他们面对的是逼迫他们的法利赛人。
What they face is the Pharisees that oppress them.
我们知道第一世纪的时候，在耶路撒冷的基督徒是最受逼迫的。
We all know in the first century the Christians in Jerusalem are the ones be most oppressed.
是最穷的。
And the poorest.
保罗要在外面替他们募捐。
Paul need to get some offerings from outside to send back to Jerusalem.
就好像我们中国靠近沿海一带的省份，有些很穷的，都要靠出去的华侨寄钱回来。
It's like in China, some of the cities along the shore are pretty poor, and they are relying on the people who are working in a different country to send back money.
所以他们为这个祷告，我想。
So I think they are praying for that.
他们有耶稣的应许，圣灵要来。
They have the promise of Jesus that the Holy Spirit will come.
他们要为这个祷告。
And they will pray for that.
他们要出去传福音，要为这个祷告。
They will share the gospel to the end of the earth, and they will pray for that.
所以，同样的，我们祷告是什么？
So in the same way, what are we praying for?
我们是为让主 带领我们成长，为他传福音祷告。
Are we praying for our growth in the Lord and sharing His gospel?
还是我们为我们自己心里的欲望祷告？
Or we are praying for our heart's desire.
如果我们的欲望是要成为神的工具传福音，那是好的欲望。
If our desire is to be the tool used by the Lord to share the gospel, that's a good desire.
如果不是呢？
What if it's not?
我们可以思想。
We can really think about it.
我希望我们每一个人，我们整个的教会，都有个好的祷告的生命。
I hope everyone and the whole church all have a healthy prayer life.
假如你礼拜五晚上可以来。
If you can come Friday night,
来一起祷告。
Come and we will pray together.
我们教会过去有一段时间是非常黑暗的时间。
In the past, there's a very dark period inside the church.
你们有很多人那时候还不在教会，都不知道。
Many of you are not part of the church. You do not know the history.
有一个礼拜五晚上，我们来祷告会只有三个人。
Is once we come to the prayer meeting, we only have three people on Friday.
神的恩典，我们现在祷告会人比较多了。
According to God's grace, we have quite a few brothers and sisters in the prayer meeting.
大概有十几个、二十几个人吧，我没有算过。
Yeah, tens, twenties of brothers and sisters.
所以我希望越多祷告越好。
I hope that we have the more the better.
所以我们教会的生命是顺服的生命。
The life in the church is an obedient life.
是一个有祷告的生命。
It's a life with prayers.
我们一定要在这一方面努力。
We have to be working hard in this area.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，谢谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us precious words.
天父，让我们在这里为你工作。
Heavenly Father, let us work for you here.
保守我们每一个人。
Keep every one of us.
坚定我们在你里的信心。
Strengthen our faith in you.
装备我们愿意顺服你。
Equip us and so we can be obedient.
让我们真是养成一个有祷告的生命。
Let us be alive with constant prayer.
更多的接近你
and be closer to you,
更多的认识你
and know you more,
更多的支取你的生命
and also know how desire your life.
祈求感谢是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
The prayer and the praise are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.